May I just say, as you start the questions, sir, that please, no holds barred. I mean, we're here in a family and far away on them and on any subject. And I'll try the best I can.
Thank you, sir. My name is Major Finney, Mr. Senator. I'm concerned about the practical side of being a member of the Congress, sir. I'm thinking primarily of the rather vituperative quality of American political campaigns, particularly extremist elements of the right and of the left. And I wonder if you'd be kind enough to comment on this aspect of your protest.
Yes, that's a real good one. The question is, how do you put up with all the guff you have to take to campaign? You've got to have an alligator hide and a sense of humor. Those two things. And they're both important. If you lose your sense of humor, you're licked. I mean, physically, you're licked. They'll kill you. Because it's terrible what you have to put up with. Now, I happen to have been in this last election. I was, for whatever it means, labeled by the right-wing groups as their number one target. And it led to all kinds of extreme things. There are more right-wingers in this business now than left-wingers. The left-wingers reached their peak about 1939, 40, and 41. And for whatever reasons, they've sort of kind of come apart at the seams. But the right-wingers are in their glory right now. And they did many things. Let me give you a few personal illustrations. I've had people come up to me on the street. One lady in Big Piney, Wyoming, and she said,
"Why don't you do your country a service and quit?" And she said, and I said, "Well, I'm sorry you feel quite as strongly as all that about me, ma'am. I was going to ask you for your vote, but I said, what about the president? How about President Johnson?" She said, "He ought to go back to Russia where he came from." And she was obviously a real sick gal. I got into the lobby of the Henning Hotel in Casper, and two of these fellows came up. And I was ignorant enough to think that they wanted to ask me a question. What they wanted to do was to sock me. And somebody just grabbed them as they started to. And so I could be a big guy about it, say, "Oh, why didn't you let them come on, you know?" But they were pretty husky, and they would have made short work of me. But they were really pent up. Because I happened to vote for the Civil Rights Bill. And these were both white men, but they were just almost insane on this. And the only way to readjust that was to readjust the looks of my face. And they were really going to it. I get phone calls in the night when I'm out there. You SOB, why don't you get out of this, or we'll fix you. Then at 2:30, that may be 1 o'clock in the morning, 2:30, call again. Have you ever thought about what might happen to your kids if you don't shut up? And then about 4 o'clock in the morning, you get another call. It's usually the same gang, you see. But this is systematically done. I got into an elevator in Cheyenne, in the Plains Hotel, a very tiny box of an elevator, and there were two ladies got on with me. And one of them said, "Well, how do you do, Senator? I happen to be a Republican. I hope you're defeated, but I want you to know I respect you, that you're one of our public servants, and I want you to meet my friend, Gladys so-and-so." And this woman said to me, "I don't have to get my hand dirty." And she turned her back in this little thing. She was real exercised over this. And then my kids, when I was running there the first time, my kids, the kids in the neighborhood would say to them, "I'm not going to play with Dave McGee anymore, his dad's a communist." Well, they just cut the kids off. This is what was cruel, because they can't understand that at that age. And so it makes you really wonder, what's it worth? What's it worth? Are you entitled to expose your family to this? Well, I say yes. Yes. And I say if you don't, all you've done is forfeit the field to these boys who want to make it so dirty and unpleasant that you quit. Now, this happens on the school board races. This happens in the mayor's races. This happens in the county commissioner's races. And it understandably frightens good people out of even offering themselves as a candidate. But it seems to me that this puts a finger on what we ought to be doing here, and that is we've got to work at this business of politics and make it one of the truly fine words in the English language, not something to be spat upon, and to make the life of the politician one of the most desired and respected professions in the land. This is what democracy is all about. And unless and until we do it that way, we're going to fall short of our target. And if good people, the good guys, won't stand up and be prepared to take it, then you forfeit it to the bad guys. So it is rough, but your sense of humor makes a whale of a lot of difference. Now, they
took all my billboards, for example, and they'd smear them. They'd put big mustaches on them and horns and stuff like that, you know. So instead of bellyaching about it, we'd go on TV, and my wife would say, "Well, Gabe, did you see that board? Here's a picture of it." She'd show it on TV. She said, "I really think that makes you look better." And laugh about it, or "You look like Mitch Miller." And I said, I'd suggest, well, maybe we ought to change the tune. Just say, well, instead of sing along with Mitch, vote along with Gail. And if you had fun about it, it makes these fellas even more angry. Because they don't have a sense of humor. So you've got to keep that sense of humor. And I always go back to the edict of Harry Truman in this kind of a situation. He's talked about it many times, when he always said that if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And I think more people have to be willing to stay in the kitchen and take it, because it's the only way we're going to keep raising the level of political life.